Wake Up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.
Did you see that incredible golf shot that was doing the rounds of social media yesterday? It was a shot from across a water hazard, like from across a lake, and this golfer hit the ball but managed to skim the ball across the water. So it went bow, 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 bow across the water onto the green, but managed to read the green, so it came around the outside of the green and sort of rolled ever so slightly. You could feel the intensity in the crowd and rolled right back, plonk, into the hole. I think one of the most incredible golf shots in history. If you haven't seen it, it's up all over social media and on the internet. The reason I mention it is that golf is back in the news this morning.
That's right. Well, we've been talking about these contests over public space in a city which is growing and this increased competition for that parkland. One area where there's been a bit of a stoush, you may have heard, we've been covering this for a bit, is the Moore Park Golf Course. You know that the Lord Mayor, Clover Moore, wants the 18-hole course to be halved and the rest of the space to become publicly accessible parkland. The council has voted in support of her proposal. We talked to her shortly after that vote.
When the Moore Park Golf Course was created in 1913, the area was very different. It was predominantly industrial. And, of course, since then, it has dramatically changed. Population is dramatically increasing. It is an 18-hole golf course, only 3.7 kilometres from the CBD, in the area with fast-growing population, the best use for public land. It is dedicated public land. It's not about getting rid of the golf course. And, after all, when it was first created in 1913, it was a 9-hole golf course.
Well, there were dissenting voices in the Sydney City Council, it must be said, including Liberal Councillor Christine Forster, and here's what she had to say.
There's more than enough room to provide access to green open space for the residents living around this area and to the golfers. It is a public golf course. It is accessible to walkers. And there is a master plan. That master plan also sets in place some changes that would improve public access to the golfing part of the park. And it would be great if instead of asking people to oppose the golf course, the Lord Mayor got on board properly with the master plan that was overwhelmingly supported.
Well, now the golfers themselves are having their say, and unsurprisingly, they're not too happy about the plan to split the course in half. They're calling the plan outrageous. We're joined this morning by Vice President of Moore Park Golf Club, John Janik. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Did you see that shot that I was mentioning?
No, I didn't, but I've tried it a few times and the golf ball just sinks to the bottom, so I'll give that away.
Yep. Well, you know, there you are. You're in the middle of this sandwich, I guess. How are you feeling about it all?
Very concerned, actually. We're very extremely opposed to the whole idea. I think part of the problem is that people don't understand golf, and particularly our unique position. We are a championship golf course, and there's very few of them around, and it's owned by the public. It's not a typical golf course which is owned by the members and the public's restricted. It's the reverse. 75% of the people that go on that course are the public just walking off the street. So, we're extremely concerned if we lose that opportunity to lose a golf course, a championship golf course.
I guess the argument for splitting it, though, is that you still are able to play golf, but the number of people who are able to access that quite substantial space is going to be vastly increased. The number of golfers playing there is a very small percentage of the local electorate. When you open it up to parkland, then the percentage becomes much greater, John.
I guess if you weigh everything up and take a balanced view of the whole lot, I think there's something like 400 parks already in the city of Sydney. We're surrounded by football fields, cricket fields. They only get used once or twice a week. Are they the next ones to be challenged and taken away? The intent of this 100 years ago was for the working class people of Sydney to get a decent golf club, a decent golf course. And championship golf courses are hard to come by. They're very rare. And particularly have the one owned by the public's almost unique.
Of course, as Robbie mentioned, they're extraordinary, and the Lord Mayor said too, extraordinary pressure on green open space. And I guess, you know, you can say it's not really an argument, is it, to say, well, you can't run on the sports grounds adjoining, so why should you be able to run on the golf course? I know a lot of people are very much in support of opening up that park, I mean the course rather, could you not just play nine holes twice?
It's interesting, the demand on golf's gone through the roof at the moment. We can't get enough people through the golf course now. If you halve it, you'll only get less than half people through it. It's just mathematically won't work. Mm. So what you're actually doing, also, it was one of the few sports you could actually do during COVID. And to get out there and actually do something physically was really important. Mm. There's a lot of studies done by the RNA, who are the golf governing body worldwide, and they've done a lot of research that physical and mental health is helped by golf. So I think it probably helped a lot of people during COVID that were actually allowed to go and play a sport.
All right.
But of course it does cost money, though. I mean, it costs, for a round of golf, I think it costs about $45 at your course there. There are a lot of people who can't afford $45 to be able to access that kind of exercise.
Well, interesting enough, the books are full. We can't get enough space. Actually, mm-hmm. We need more golf courses, more the point. When you try to play some of the private golf courses, and in particular the championship golfers, you're paying $150, $200 for a game, and that's way out of reach of the average public. Mm. So we offer the opportunity to actually play a championship golf course at a very reasonable rate.
Okay. Well, John, we've heard the plans from the Sydney City Council, and while there were two dissenting voices, the majority was to investigate this plan of halving Moore Park. If they do continue to go down that route, and it looks like they are, what's going to be your response?
Well, obviously, we've got a petition underway at the moment. We're firstly canvassing our own members, but there's 90,000 rounds of golf this year, and three quarters of them will be the public. And we're asking them to also help us spread the message, get a balanced and educated view of the whole lot. Golf's one of many sports, and we all need space to go and play it. And I think it's a matter of horses for courses everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just making a balanced view known and making a decision based on that, not what people say to prejudice their position, I think.
All right. We'll be in contact again, I'm sure. Thanks very much for your time this morning, John.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. John Janik, who's the Vice President of the Moore Park Golf Club.
Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.